Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Drappolino. Acting FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel announced the formation of the Broadband Data Task Force to collect detailed data and develop more precise maps about broadband availability. Currently, ISPs self-report data on broadband availability through the FCC's Form 477 process. Alphabet's Waymo subsidiary began limited rider testing on robo-taxis with employee volunteers in San Francisco, its first service expansion beyond the Phoenix metropolitan area. These rides will include a safety operator, with Waymo planning to scale service over time, but not committing to when it might become open to the public. Amazon is launching Build It, a program to introduce concept products to customers for pre-order, building off the company's previous Day One Edition products. Customers only get charged if the product actually ships, and the price goes up for customers who didn't pre-order. Newly unsealed documents in a 2018 class action lawsuit against Facebook's ad practices show that Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg acknowledged in 2017 that potential reach metrics shown to advertisers included false and duplicate accounts. In 2018, documents show Facebook estimated removing these would reduce potential reach by 10% and have a significant impact on company revenue. Bloomberg sources say Google will restructure its responsible artificial intelligence projects to centralize the teams under the current vice president of engineering, Marion Croak. The move comes after Google AI researchers called for new leadership and policies following the firing of ethical AI researcher Timit Gebru. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk told Ars Technica that a 2024 moon landing was no longer feasible, citing inadequate appropriations funding in the last 2 years. Jurczyk said NASA is working with the White House to identify a realistic path forward for the project. Sennheiser announced a partnership with Formlabs to 3D print custom headphone tips for the company's Ambio division. The goal is for users to be able to scan their ears with a phone, then have tips printed in biocompatible material on the Formlabs Form 3B printer. Microsoft announced FPS Boost, a feature for the Xbox Series X and S consoles that provides enhanced frame rates on select backwards-compatible games, up to 120 frames per second on some titles. The first five games to support the feature are Far Cry 4, New Super Lucky's Tale, Sniper Elite 4, UFC 4, and Watch Dogs 2. Ford announced it will invest $1 billion to convert its plant in Cologne, Germany, into its first European electric vehicle facility, with plans to produce its first electric passenger vehicle there by 2023. The company plans to have electric versions of all passenger vehicles on sale by 2026, with its European car lineup going all electric by 2030. Blackmagic Design announced the Pocket Cinema Camera 6K Pro, which uses the same sensor as the standard Pocket Cinema 6K camera, but adds in a tiltable HDR screen, an optional electronic viewfinder, built-in variable IR neutral density filters, and higher capacity batteries. It's available for pre-order now for $2,495. Vio announced the return of the Vio Z, a 2.3-pound laptop offering a 14-inch 4K display with a 3D-molded full carbon fiber body developed with carbon fiber specialist Toray. The laptop also offers an Intel Core i7-11375H CPU with Z graphics, a claimed 10-hour battery life, and starts at $3,579, available for pre-order now. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman spotted an Apple job listing looking for engineers to research and design 6G wireless technology. 6G is not expected to roll out until 2030. Mobile World Congress will take place starting June 28th in Barcelona, with no requirement that attendees be vaccinated. Instead, the expected 50,000 attendees will need to test negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of the event, with testing available on-site. And finally, Sonos scheduled an announcement for March 9th. Sonos CEO Patrick Spence said in the latest earnings call that there was only one new product coming in March, with a recent FCC filing from Sonos describing a small battery-powered speaker with Bluetooth. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.